WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post-show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It'd be one of those nights. It'd be a Monday, which means Monday Night Raw. The road to WrestleMania is clearer, and people are kind of figuring out their path, finally, but there's still some speed bumps ahead. This is the Raw Potion, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It is not Prime Gaming, it is not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use your creator code Rocket Sock with Lins and Ward in the Fortnite item shop when you buy Game of Thrones Peak. And eventually WWE, all these battle passes and such, because hashtag Epic Partner, I am the producer, that's Lindsay Ward.
We are on the road. We're, what, 2-3 weeks out from WrestleMania?
26 days.
My goodness, less than a month.
Crazy.
It is crazy. Like, it's super crazy. But
it's going too fast.
I would disagree. It feels like it's going way too slow for me.
No, this year it's going, we're already almost in April. It's like we're just speeding. We're speeding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The year is going fast.
Like, it was just January, just a half a second ago. So, like, here we are. Anyway, Monday Night Raw kicked off with Brock Lesnar and his advocate, Paul Heyman. Heyman told the fans they're pissing the fan listener off because they were chanting, "Oba, Oba." Heyman talked about, you know, last week, Lesnar was roughing up all the mystery men and then got distracted by Rollins, and that's why Brock was, you know, got caught off guard, and that's why Oba Femi did what he did. He talked about how Oba Femi is the most overhyped thing in WWE. And then, you know, he talked about how all these different people are going to be the next big thing to take out Brock Lesnar, like The Undertaker, you know, because he put the 21-1, and still people are pissed off at that. Talked about Braun Strowman and all these different people, AJ Styles, and all these different people that came up and faced Brock Lesnar, and they were taken out by the Beast. And then out came Oba Femi. Brock was laughing and then got real serious. Lesnar goes for the F5. Oba quickly slips out, clotheslines him out of the ring, and Brock Lesnar was looking there in disbelief.
He was shooketh.
Solid. It was still good hype to start to kick off the show. It was a good thing, but last week's was more impactful. This was Oba still has the number.
I think it's just a reinforcement because we're getting closer, but they're not going to turn the heat up until we get right there. And because this is basically just Oba Femi wants to challenge Brock, there is no real other story behind that. they have to kind of slow play this a little bit, because you don't want to put all your cards on the table just yet, especially where Oba's concerned. So I like that this was just a kind of, you know, Paul Heyman trying to reaffirm that Brock is still Brock, and Oba kind of went, sure, okay, I believe you.
We need Oba squashing some fools the week Brock is not on TV.
Yeah.
He needs to squash somebody and look impactful doing it. Just to go, hey, Brock, look at it. I think that's the next step. Up next, we had the Usos, who we'll talk about a lot tonight, taking on Logan Paul and Austin Theory in a non-title match. This ended when Logan Paul was trying to use the brass knucks. LA Knight came out, grabbed the knucks from him, knocked him out, pushed him into the post, gave the brass knucks to Jay, who knocked out Austin Theory. Jay also then knocked out Logan Paul after the match was over, because it was over by disqualification, which is setting up a rematch that Paul Heyman asked for next week in a street fight for the tag team titles, which means more shenanigans next week.
More shenanigans next week.
The match was fine for what it was. They're not going to give you everything right now.
No, again, we're building.
Yeah.
And that's all you need to realize. That's the one thing you have to say about the show is this is a building. This is, we're adding layers to stories. We're developing stories. We're doing all that we need to do. So that way, when we get to WrestleMania, it's nice and like deep. It's not just, oh, we're doing this match and this match and this match. There's a history and a story that they can build those awesome video packages around, because that's what that's what they have to do sometimes to sell these matches, you know.
You take the highlights of all the things, and it gives you tells the story. You're able to tell the full story by the end. That's what you get. But as we get clearer and clearer to WrestleMania, one thing has cleared up, and that's what Becky Lynch is going to be doing at WrestleMania. She came down to the ring. Fans were booing. She got upset. You're booing me, but you're cheering for someone who's been away for 10 years. I was only gone 10 months, and I became Women's Intercontinental Champion. I'm proud of this title. I'm proud of what it represents and how I made it to what it is today. Now she has to sit and watch as AJ Lee prances around with the title like she earned it. Lynch said she tried to take a break with the people she loved, but she then saw her daughter skipping around, singing AJ Lee's theme, and skipping around the ring, or skipping around the house. And then Becky starts talking about how she murdered the Divas division before her. And she is kind of carrying things forward now. AJ Lee came out. She ran to the ring. Becky escaped. AJ Lee then starts to talk about how she's dominated Becky Lynch every time, wherever they've ever been in this ring. And, you know, all these different things about how, you know, she's going to give Becky what she wants. And where she knows what she wants. And she wants them to fight for the championship one more time at WrestleMania. AJ Lee talked about how she's your favorite wrestler's favorite wrestler. And then the key part, apparently your daughter's favorite wrestler. Which the look on Becky's face was like, you son of a...
Right.
Becky said she remembered the last time AJ Lee competed at WrestleMania 11 years ago. And the next day you gave your notice to the office and you skipped on out. And we didn't hear from you for 11 years. As she said, she will win back her title at WrestleMania, and we will never hear from AJ Lee again. Wanted more stakes, but we're getting the match one more time. But that's fine.
I think they may add more stakes to it. Like, for the title is fine, but I'm kind of waiting for AJ to look at Becky or Becky to look at AJ and be like, the title isn't enough. And I feel like it's going to take something egregious to really get us there. And that's not to say that they couldn't do it, because they absolutely can. We have enough time that they could have Becky or AJ cause that action where... And I almost kind of want Becky to make the challenge versus AJ, where she's like, the title isn't enough. I want like your career, or I want, hair, or not hair. Hair would be stupid, but like something like that, where the stakes are higher, or like you can never challenge for another title in WWE again. Because like, again, we don't know how long AJ is going to be around for. And I'm assuming she didn't come back just to win the IC title. But because career feels a little bit early.
Yeah, I would say Becky's career more than AJ's career at this point.
Yeah,
I don't know. We'll see where they go, but it's official. They've said it. It doesn't need much anymore. It's there. That's the match. So there we go. Backstage, LA Knight was talking to Jimmy and Jay, and Jimmy's like, "I appreciate the help." And Jay told Knight there are consequences when we talk about his family. And Jay said, "You're sounding like Roman Reigns." Jay got upset, stormed away, and Jimmy's like, "You know, don't talk about our family. Just, you know, remember what happened." So. There you go. Key point in that. We'll get to that in a minute. Siobhan Evans, Grayson Waller, Solid match, Javon Evans, with another spectacular win.
Yeah, it was a good way to showcase Javon Evans, which is what you need to do, because they don't have, I feel like, a lot for him right now. So they're just sort of like keeping him relevant, keeping him on TV, building him up for something. And then once they're ready, they're ready.
Right, and they're building him for something with Kofi at some point. So it's fine. Paul Heyman, as we mentioned, got this match for the with the Vision. But Alan Pearce is like, aren't you supposed to be going to the ring? You asked for time to go to the ring and talk about Seth Rollins and all the things. And Heyman is like, are you serious? You know, with the night I'm having, he kind of forgot. But he came to the ring under protest. He was having a really bad night. He had no Bron Breakker. He had no Bronson Reed. Logan Paul's half out. Austin Theory is half out. Brock is gone. He has no one to hide behind. He said he has a stalker. His stalker being Seth Rollins. Heyman said that WWE isn't big enough for the two of them, and he wasn't challenging him to a match or WrestleMania tonight because he wouldn't stand a chance. Heyman asked what choice he had left. He said maybe it was time for Rollins to come out here and put him out of his misery. He also mocked out being in Boston. And the best part, so did you notice his tie that Heyman was wearing?
No, I didn't.
It was a New York Yankees tie.
Of course it was.
You know, of course it was. Baseball starts this week. And if you didn't know, the Yankees are on Netflix on Wednesday.
Of course they are. Of course they are.
And the Usos will be there. Anyway, the masked man comes through the crowd, and Heyman can see that he was afraid, but he said he sometimes man has to do what man has to do. Rollins is on the reveals himself on the table. Officers show up. Heyman said he would settle the like man. He said the men in his family are snitches. So the cops were escorting Rollins to the back, and Paul Heyman's running his mouth about how, you know, you're going to jail, you're going to go to prison, you're going to be a felon, all these things, and then your wife is going to divorce you because you're a felon, then she's going to marry half the locker room, and then he's going to have to adopt half the locker room. Heyman said he would take the care of his daughter and adopt her, and that's where Rollins stormed away from the officers and ran to the ring. Heyman throws a mic at him. Rollins knocks him out. Rollins gets handcuffed and escorts him out of the ring because there's a restraining order set by Paul Heyman on Seth Rollins.
It's been a minute, a good solid minute, since we've had a restraining order storyline.
The one that they've actually, you know, enforced. Yeah.
The one that they've actually enforced, yes. But like, it's been a while since they've done that, so good on them for it. But yeah, this was really good. Because I like how it's Seth is feuding with Heyman, and Seth is trying to get to Heyman. He doesn't give a fuck about anything else. He just wants Heyman. And Heyman throwing the mic at Seth because it's all he can do was great.
It was.
This is my single line of defense. I'm going to use it. Oof, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is literally the best I have. Like, I think the one thing that I am enjoying about this is that Paul is very involved, and he's being very physical, which we don't get to see him do a lot.
Kind of physical. He's taking a lot of physicality. I wouldn't say call him being physical.
Well, I call that being physical. Like, he's taking bumps. That's physical. I'm actually waiting for him to throw hands, actually. I kind of want to see Paul Heyman throw hands just for the humor of it. But like, he just doesn't do this for anybody. So the fact that he is actively involved in this feud, and he is the one that is taking the bumps and the shots and being involved in the fights, that I'm really enjoying that, because it's normally he hides behind Braun or, you know, somebody else. And yeah, it has to result in Breakker returning. Anything less would be an underwhelming, unless they bring Gunther to face him, since he apparently has nothing to do since Ray got hurt. Yeah, it's probably leading to potentially Braun returning. That would be my guess. Now, whether that's before Mania or after Mania, nobody knows. But that has to be where this is going.
Yeah, it's because be I Breakker. Feel like it's going to be Breakker if Breakker's healthy. It's not Gunther. Gunther is off going to do something else.
Yeah, like at this point, I feel like the Vision is dead. Right, like the Vision, for whatever it is, whatever's left of it, is dead. It's essentially Logan and Austin. Heyman has moved on to Brock for Mania, and then after Mania, I wouldn't be surprised if you just don't have Heyman and Braun be the solo act until Bronson gets back, and then you build something new with Braun and Bronson and Heyman.
I wouldn't say the Vision. They're still there. They're working.
They're still there. They're working, but it's Logan and it's Austin.
Yeah, and that's what they got. To address the man for a second, it'd be crazy if Gunther gets off the mini card. This is what happens when people bank on Rey Mysterio to be healthy. Because you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't he get pulled from Mania last year?
He did. Like day of.
Day of, he got pulled.
He tweaked his knee or he did something to it. Because he was supposed to be, I think, given like the Battle Royal or something like that. And yeah,
Wasn't he supposed to team with Penta or something?
In some stupid ass match. I remember that. And he tweaked his knee and he got pulled last minute. And so it was like, oh, and the match I feel like wasn't good. And so we're like, oh, well, I guess Ray dodged a bullet on that one. And now he's hurt again. Like, if you need to, you can just have Gunther come out and destroy somebody. It's not the most illustrious spot in the world, but you can have him come out and talk shit about Ray. If you need to, or you can have him beat somebody up or whatever. Like, they'll find Gunther something to do. That's not really a concern.
Oh, he was supposed to fight El Grande. And then Phoenix.
That's what it was.
That's what it was. So, like, you can't count on Rey Mysterio for big matches. If you get him for a match, he's going to be healthy that night. Anything else? I wouldn't count on Rey Mysterio any longer.
Yeah, I love Rey, and I fully respect what he's done in the industry, but...
He's coming up on 30 plus years. It's your time is their time is now.
Yeah, I don't want to say it's time, but bud.
Special attractions only.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be wrestling every week, and I feel like that's what they're trying to do, and it could be that's what he wants to do, right? Because he wants to have, I think, that one last really great run before he retires, because that's what this is. I think he's just getting the bag and getting the last run, and then he's going to retire because he's already a Hall of Famer, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been a Hall of Famer for years.
Is he the only active competing
current
Hall of Famer?
Current. Well, no, not current. Bellas.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah. But they've retired and came back. Anyway.
That's yeah.
Speaking of the Bellas, they're in contention for the women's tag team titles. They competed for them this past Friday on SmackDown. Again, there was interference and they got disqualified. But two other teams that want to fight for the tag team titles are the Kabuki Warriors and Bayley and Lyra Valkyrie. Those two teams met on Monday Night Raw. Bayley and Lyra got the win. Bayley tried an elbow onto the table. It did not backfire. It missed. It almost cost them the match. But Lyra took control, hit the Nightwing on Kairi Sane to get the win. And afterwards, after a good match, Jackie Redmond's talking to them in the ring, and, you know, do you feel the pressure? Like, do you get to WrestleMania and all these different things? And Bayley's like, no, I feel great. And they basically challenged Nia Jax and Lash Legend to a match next week on Raw. And when she started to challenge them, you know, next week, we're going to be in the world's most famous arena. And the fans booed. And Bayley's like, hold. We'll fix this. We'll course correct. We'll be there. But you'll enjoy us beating up Nia Jax and Lash Legend next week. Yeah! And the fans went crazy. But she said, because it's Madison Square Garden, it's Boston, and you can't say the world's most famous arena because they're just going to shit all over it. And then they
say, I mean, that's fair. What are they supposed to do?
You can't. But she saved it. Like, you saw the wheels turn. It's like, I gotta save the promo. Because we can't come out of this with a boo. So,
like, wait.
Yeah, so that worked. The match was good.
Yeah, the match was fine. The match was great. I liked the backstage reactions, like both on Asuka's side and on Bayley's side. The save was a nice touch. No complaints. I thought this was really good.
Penta was backstage in his locker room teaching Aisho Speed his dance. Dragon Lee then was there and he got introduced to Speed. And you're a dragon? Yeah, well, I'm a dog. And then he starts barking and then, you know, Penta's like, you want to shine whenever you want. We can do it. We can run it back. And then Alan Pierce, we come back from break, is talking with Aisho Speed. And then Danhausen pops into frame. Danhausen thought, you know, trying to figure out who Aisho Speed was. You have 180 followers. And then Aisho's like, no, 180 million. Oh, okay. Look, checks the phone. Yep, that checks out. Let me get your YouTube. Give me your password so I can start posting. And then, you know, all the things. And Aisho Speed was like, nah. And then Danhausen looks at Speed and goes, you are cursed. And the fans in the crowd, where you heard the audience go, channel, you say it along with them. So he's over.
He's over.
He's over. Official. Boston made him. So that was good. And Speedy's like, what? What does that mean? He's crazy. So then they posted a video on socials of iShow Speed and Danhausen running a race. And if Danhausen lost, he would take away the curse if Speed won. And if Danhausen won, he would get his YouTube channel and stuff. So they run this race, and Speed's like, ah, this is easy. And then there's Danhausen's staggering behind. And as Speed sends you up, Danhausen's at the finish line. And he's like, when did you get here? And I've been here for a while. So Speed is still cursed by Danhausen. I'm like, it's working. This stuff's working. It's funny.
This is exactly the way you need to use him. Because no offense to Danhausen, like, his wrestling is fine, but the wrestling isn't what makes him. He's a character. He's a comedy character. So you need to feature him as a comedy character. And that's what they're doing. It's like the debut was the debut. And I think everybody was kind of like, okay. You know, and some people were really excited because it's Danhausen. If you know who Danhausen is, you know they're about to just basically print money. And if you're not aware, it's kind of like, okay, this is a little weird, right? Like, those were kind of the range of reactions. And then they've been really steady in terms of having Danhausen interact with people backstage on Raw and on SmackDown. You know, he's doing his shtick. And it's not just with one person, although he seems very attracted to The Miz. So that's going to be the gateway entry feud for him, is he's going to get The Miz. But, like, you're just using him correctly in really short little spurts where he can be that comic relief guy. And he can sell a ton of merch. And he's got a catchphrase. Like, it's a winning combination for him in every sense of the word. And what's great about what they're doing with him is they are not trying to change him. They are not trying to take Danhausen and make him WWE. This is kind of what they were preaching for a long time, where it's, you know, this is what brought him to the dance. This is why we signed him. We are not going to change him purely because we have to or because we want to and make him something different, a la Colt Cabana, right? So it's, they're doing everything right outside of the debut. Like, the debut was kind of shaky, but, like, everything after has been perfect for him. And I love that.
So I would assume he wrestles at WrestleMania in some sort of, in a tag, let me finish, in a tag match.
Mm-hmm.
Miz, Kit Wilson versus Danhausen and Jelly Roll. It'll be a quick comedy match.
That is the weirdest group of people I've ever heard in my life.
But Jelly Roll has been getting in it with Kit Wilson, been interacting with Kit Wilson, and Miz have been interacting. Danhausen has been interacting with the Miz and Kit Wilson. It all makes sense.
Oh, it all makes perfect sense. And that's probably what they're going to do, is it'll be a quick little 5 to 10 minute match. It gets everybody on the show.
It gets your celebrity. It's your celebrity appearance. You could do that night too. You put it on ESPN, the ESPN portion in the first hour. You get it out of the way. Bing, bam, boom. Quick little thing. And if you told me 3 months ago Danhausen would be on WrestleMania, I would have laughed in your face because it wasn't going to be a thing. But here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, wait, Danhausen's gonna be aware? It's like, okay, all right. And so, good for him. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. There was a backstage thing where Asuka and was scolding Kairi. Io showed up. Io was talking with Kairi, how she deserves better. Then Kairi got called away. Raquel and Io had a confrontation, setting up a match next week on Monday night. Raw. It was Dominic Mysterio challenging Penta for the Intercontinental Championship before the match even begins, as Dom is coming out with Liv. Stephanie Vaquer attacks Liv. They brawl into the backstage area, leading to the match between Penta and Dom. Dom was close to victory. Finn's music played. Him and JD got into it. Dom got rolled up, and Penta retains the championship. Finn stood tall, hitting the coup de grace on JD McDonagh.
Nice little revenge for Finn after they laid him out.
Yeah. So Finn is like, you and me, Dom. You and me. So that's setting up their match at WrestleMania. Which now leads us to the main event segment of the show, featuring the world's heavyweight champion, CM Punk. So before he came out, Jimmy warned him how Jay is on a warpath. He says Reigns can't do anything without his cousins, but he didn't know that the cousins couldn't do anything without Rome. Punk said no one in that family can do anything alone. Punk talked about how you sent all the Samoans after me, and none of them have done it. Punk apologized to kids because he's going to, they're in the shit-talking business, so earmuffs, We do and say awful things to each other to try to sell a big fight, and that's my job. But these are all just words. Being a badass blue collar city like this, I'm tired of talking. Punk talked about how one thing pissed him off last weekend is when him called him old. But not that he called him old, but it was the person who said it. He said it was his young boy. Doesn't get to disrespect him by calling him old. He asked Boston if he was old, and fans were like, no, and most of them said yes. He'd be lying if he told the fans he's not old. He said he's proud of his age. He's not ashamed of it. He said if he was ashamed, he'd be using Just for Men to cover the gray whiskers in his beard like Roman Reigns does. Punk said he's middle-aged and crazy like Terry Funk. He said he's the same age as Nolan Ryan was when he beat Robin Ventura's ass and was still throwing no-hitters. He said Gordy Howe is Mr. Hockey and he's getting the fights when he's 50. He said, I'm an old man and I dropped Roman Reigns with one punch. And this old man will be Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. He talked about Gunther. He talked about Jey Uso didn't underestimate him and they still couldn't get the job done. Jey came out, got in his face, and he goes, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Punk's like, a fight? We're going to talk. Jey says Punk is old and he's been punched too many times in the head just like I have. He said, we could fight. Punk's like, let's go right here in Boston. I'm not dressed, but let's go. So Jimmy comes out. That's what Jay's doing. Jimmy told Jey that he needs him to lock in on the tag titles, and Jimmy told Jey to leave Punk to the OTC. Jimmy said Punk had nothing to do with them. Jey said Punk has everything to do with them. He said the OTC wasn't out here, but I was. He's ready. He's like, he's pacing back and forth and doing all these things like he's going to ready to fight. He's unhinged. Also very awkward. Roman comes out. He's just glaring at Punk. Reigns talking to Jimmy. He's like, you just got to have your tag match, right? Yeah. So I'm going to say this most respectfully as I could. Get your brother and leave my ring. So Jimmy's like, okay, cool. We'll do that. So he's trying to get Jay out of the ring. And Punk on the mic goes, you're going to need their help. That's it. Jay off. And Jay goes past Jimmy. Punk punches CM Punk. Jimmy's trying to pull him apart. Reigns hits the Superman punch. Adam Pearce, official, all of them come out. They got the Usos out of the ring. Reigns was ready to follow, but Jey Uso's just talking. He's just talking. Like, you know, he's encouraging him to go, get him, do it. So Reigns turns around, spears CM Punk. And then he encouraged him some more. And so he got back and starts beating up CM Punk on the outside. He powerbombs him through the table. And Roman Reigns is kind of, I got this. And Roman Reigns, and the fans are chanting one more time. He starts to leave. And so they're calling for the medic, and Punk's like, I don't need help. I'm not the one who needs help. And he's just laughing as the show ends. So we got the conclusion to the old man thing, because it wasn't the fact that he was old. It was who said he was old, which is a good follow-up.
It was an adequate follow-up. I feel like we need to get Jey anger management classes at this point.
Yeah, and for the record, apparently the original plan last week was about the dog. And they kind of went, well, maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that they shied away from the dog because it's like, there's so many things about Punk that you can go for, that you can go with. And they really kind of haven't gone there with it. Like, the biggest one being, and I don't know if they're saving that for Seth. I don't know who they're saving that for. But the biggest one being that he left.
I mean, they beat that. They beat that dead horse with Drew forever. And they beat that with Rollins. They beat that dead horse already. It's that's years ago already. And they're doing that with AJ at this point that she left.
So, well, AJ's different because, like, AJ left and never came back. Like, this is AJ's return, so you can get away with it with AJ. Like, for Punk, it's you left and you came back, but you went, I don't know. Like, there's other stuff with Punk that you can go with. Like, you don't need to go for the dog. Okay, you don't need to call him old, because again, if all of you are in your 40s, which everybody in this feud is in their 40s, you got no business calling each other old, okay? Now, if Jey was like 25 and Punk's, you know, his age was like, what, 45, 47? Okay, yeah, Jey can get away calling Punk old, but Jey's 40. Like, come on. If you're all in the same decade together, calling somebody old, it doesn't have the same impact. So this was a quality like follow-up to that, where they're starting to add heat to it.
And how Jey started calling the shots. So Jey was calling shots. He was told by LA Knight, you're starting to sound like Roman. And then he starts, you know, saying things like Roman did to them. And Roman followed, acknowledged, and did things. Just saying. Little details there.
But Roman could also be leading Jey into a false sense of security. We don't know what's going on there. But yeah, Jay is becoming more and more and more difficult to handle. He's growing out of control. He's becoming Roman, or a less reserved version of Roman. Because like the one thing about Roman in the Bloodline was he was always very controlled, generally. He had his moments. But Roman was not what I would term a hothead in the Bloodline for however many years they did it. I would consider him very reserved. Jay is very much a hothead. And on top of that, he is not able to control his temper, which is going to lead to some very explosive results once that all comes to a head. So, and that will not come to a head with Punk, by the way. So looking forward to it.
That was Monday Night Raw. Good show.
Great show. Like, it was a good building show. No complaints.
The road to WrestleMania gets clearer and clearer every single show. But that'll do it for our special live right here on Raw Talk Radio Network. We're back live Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern for The Rec.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll have a discussion. It's The Rec Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
This is Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CBRadio. Sunday, if Tim doesn't get hauled into work, we'll do a show at 10 p.m. Eastern with the all-time greatest, Russell Talk Radio. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Whenever Raw ends, we'll be live to talk all about it. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use credit card RockSock or
Lynn's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop for Epic Game Store. Why?
We are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimaLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero.
This has been a Raw Post Show. Presented as always by MBGFilms, youtube.com/MBG12. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack. And right back here every Monday night. Long day rest. Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.